the wrath of Poseidon. Calypso had told Odysseus to keep the great bear and the seven sisters, the Pleiades, to his left. "Keep on in that direction, and you will pass Scheria, the island home of the Phaeacians. That will confirm you are on course for Ithaca." For 17 days Odysseus sailed, dozing during the day and watching the stars by night. At last, on the 18th day at sea, he made out on the horizon the soft purple outline of the Phaeacian hills. "Thank the gods," he breathed. But which gods should he thank? There was one Olympian who had not been present when Athena had pleaded with Zeus for Odysseus to be freed from Ægidia and finally allowed home. Poseidon had been absent. He had not heard Zeus's command that nothing should impede the Ithacan king. "So," growled the sea god, "Odysseus thinks he can travel my waters with impunity, does he? Does he? Imagines that I have forgiven him for what he did to my son?" We will find out soon enough who this son of Poseidon might be and what Odysseus had done to him. Poseidon stirred his trident in the water, churning the waters of the sea and whipping up the winds from every quarter. Next, he forced the clouds together into a great thunderhead that crashed above Odysseus's helpless raft. The waves roared and reared, the raft spun round like a child's toy. Odysseus hugged the mast and cried out in furious anguish, "Of course! Of course! The punishment is never enough, is it, dear gods? Why couldn't I die outside the walls of Troy alongside my friends? A hero's funeral and fields of asphodel would be my reward instead of this torture." One great crack of lightning, the mast was gone, and Odysseus was in the water, clinging to the edge of his raft. His ears fizzing and lungs bursting, he knew that this was the moment. His death had come. There was no possibility of rescue. He relaxed his grip on the side of the raft and smiled.